It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale, and this is your Daily Sports Dump. For today, October 30th, Wednesday, All Hallows Eve, And we've got a little special treat coming for you, or a trick. But before that, let's get to the jokes. Well, we have the three best words in sports. Game 7 tonight. I added a word there, but that's okay. And it's all due to Game 6 last night, where the Washington Nationals defeated the Houston Astros, bringing us here. Now, of course, the most controversial moment of the night came when Nats shortstop Trey Turner was called out for interfering with a fielded ball. Now, this led to arguing on the field, a protest of the game, and about 15 minutes of talking to New York over the replay. Now, you might think this is a bad thing, but it actually all fits in nicely with Major League Baseball's new ad campaign, Baseball, Mostly Standing. In basketball news, LeBron James had to evacuate his L.A. home due to a creeping wildfire yesterday. Of course, replays showed that the fire didn't even come close to touching his home, and James was bailed out by the officials yet again. Umpires in the World Series, back to baseball for some reason, are reportedly calling the games with heavy hearts. When asked if that was due to the recent death of longtime ump Eric Cooper, a spokesman for the umpires said, "No, it's just because of the cholesterol." Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton got an unwelcome birthday present yesterday, news that he had been benched. But in an ironic twist, Bengals fans all got a present from Andy Dalton yesterday when it was announced that he had been benched. And finally, I got to stop saying "and finally" because that's, you know, that's the Stu Gatz thing. But too bad, I just said it. Jets safety Jamal Adams blasted his GM for dangling him in trade talks yesterday, saying he went behind my back. Adams then added, "He's just like every wide receiver I've had to cover all season long." Because the Jets are bad, folks. Okay, that was your Daily Sports Dump for today. But we're not done. That's right, folks. We are moving immediately on to talking a little bit of sports, since it is a big sports day, the NBA season opening up and the World Series. We're not going to get too sportsy, but we have my occasional co-host, Dan Antonucci. Nooch is here for us.
Hey, what's up, listening world?
All right. It was hard for you to hold out all that time while I was doing
that,
wasn't it?
Yeah, now there's a great deal of energy built up. I'm so grateful.
Absolutely. You were very, very anxious to get in there, which is, you know, not always like you.
No,
sometimes
you know,
you're laying back and waiting, but you were chomping at the bit.
It's true. Game 7 is in the air. The NBA season's underway.
Yeah.
Football's rolling right along. I mean, it's a good time. College basketball looms right around the horizon.
Yeah, we're not going to get into the weeds of that stuff. It's just
mostly going to be about.
Did you watch the game at all last night?
This game being Game 6 of the World Series you're referring to?
Yes.
I watched the immediate highlights.
You watched the immediate highlights.
Yes, I waited till it was done and then I watched the highlights. I might have been jogging or something.
But you weren't jogging.
I was jogging yesterday.
You jog?
Yes.
I don't believe that you were jogging, but we'll...
You know what? It's funny. I actually was jogging during the time of the World Series. This is a 100% verifiable
fact. Why were you jogging?
I was with my loved one, my lady, and she has a program. And I said, "Oh, yes, of course I'll join you. I've got these lightweight shoes."
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So she's jogging and you're joining her.
Yes. I used to run cross country in high school.
Did you?
Yes.
Like
and,
for the
or
team?
When
or
I
you
say
just,
cross
you
country,
that.
I mean run the first mile, walk the second mile, and then flame past the sort of overweight or under, you know, skilled people at the end of the race and then pass out. So I finished like 81st. But in the last...
But you really gave it your all at the end.
I would literally be sprinting like at probably close to 30 miles an hour because I was very fast. And I'd pass a bunch of people at the very end, and that was my style.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
And I maintained being slightly overweight during, as well as being a cross-country runner, which was difficult to do.
Oh, that's very hard to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like being a fat drummer. Difficult to do.
Difficult to do, yeah, because you got to have a lot of flexibility of motion.
You really got to eat a lot.
Yeah, because drummers, they say drummers burn close to 70,000 calories per live show.
I don't think it's that number, but I saw the drummer for the Reverend Horton Heat, the original drummer, and he was a big dude, and his kit was just shaking the whole time. He was amazing.
Awesome. Let's give a quick shout out to that great stand-up bass and Jimbo.
Yes, that bass player was great, too. That was where the Reverend Horton Heat said to me, I was in college and we lived up the street, and after the show we're like, hey, Rev, you want to come over to our place and, you know, smoke a J? And he goes, gentlemen, right now I am marijuana rich. I remember he said that, and we're like, oh, cool.
God, what a
he just didn't
place.
Want to hang out with us.
Yeah, but what a great way of telling you.
Oh, yeah, this was at Bogey's in Albany. Later, great yeah. place to see a band.
Bogey's in Albany. Check it out.
It's Albany. How do you call it Albany?
I said Albany.
You said Albany. You're from Connecticut.
Yeah, Albany, Schnalbany, Calvin.
All right, so you didn't watch the game.
I did. Oh, I actually did watch a few moments of the game. That's not true.
What
moments? Dinner was being made, I saw a couple of Strasburg pitches and the moment where the game had just ended, and I thought it was still going, and they were talking about how great it was. And then
so you had a late dinner.
Yeah, I did. But it was delicious. Steak with green beans and a cauliflower.
Green beans?
Green beans and a cauliflower mash. Oh, so
Whoa.
Flavorful. With like a soy. Oh, really, really nice.
Who made this?
Angela.
Oh, wow.
She's a whiz in the kitchen.
Is she really?
Yeah. For her birthday, though, I did make her those garlic bread meatball sliders. So once a year, I step into the kitchen.
And yeah. That's your deal.
I'm going to try to move that up to the 1-6 range out of fairness.
That's good of you. That's mm-hmm. very good of you. All right. So are you going to watch the game tonight?
Yes.
You're not.
Okay. Well, I...
Who's
I,
pitching tonight?
Of course.
Scherzer.
Yeah, Scherzer and Schmitzy Cole.
Granke.
Granke. Oh, I love Granke. I don't want the Astros to win, but I've always been a big Granke fan.
Granke and Scherzer. Are those a couple of German names there?
Big time. Germany's a powerful country. I fear
it
them
is.
Greatly.
Well, Scherzer's eyes, as everyone knows, are like a husky's. And exactly. That's, to the same degree that when you see the blue eye next to the brown like that, it just stands out so incredibly. That I wonder if you can see that. You must be able to see that.
What's the
I think
term for that?
Well, that's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
I think he... Do you think that's intimidating to batters?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
Every little thing counts as a pitcher.
Do you remember Brian Roberts?
Brian Roberts.
Second baseman for the Orioles. Mm-hmm. Molly makes fun of how I say that. And the Yankees, briefly. Mm-hmm. He wore red contact lenses.
Gosh, you got to respect that.
For day games, I think.
I like that. Now, what does that look like through the eyes?
It's red.
Does it just clear, or do you have a red
tint? No, it's red. It's a red tint, but the contrast, I guess, he thought was better.
Good for him. I'd love to see his average during day games versus evening games.
Yes. I think it was good, but anyway, that would have been pretty disconcerting, I think, too, though. But he had brown eyes, so it probably didn't show up as much.
I've always, because I like the color red, and I like husky dogs, I've always fantasized about wearing different colored contact lenses.
Why don't you do it?
I'm not good at putting stuff in my eyes, I don't think. I'm sure if I tried, I'd be fine at it.
Why don't you just try putting something in your eye right here? Just pick something up. Just put it in your eye. There you go. He's got there you go. Edge of some glasses. Yeah, why don't you use your own glasses? Why do you have to use my glasses
and
stick
them
in? No, those are not. You have two pairs of glasses with you?
Always. Johnny Six Eyes on the streets.
Okay. Well, here's the most important part. Who is your pick for tonight?
Washington, 6-4, walk-off stylings.
Well, they can't walk off. It's in Houston.
Slightly less than walk-off
stylings. So ninth inning, they take the lead in the ninth?
Yes, correct.
All right.
Big comeback. They're going to be down going into the ninth, 4-1.
Five-run ninth?
You heard it here first.
Okay.
Vegas is still open, folks. Call them bookies.
I'm going to say no.
I'm very wrong in these Game 7 moments. I famously was on TV for News Channel 4 LA last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, 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 2 years
making
ago.
Making a very bold prediction. And
didn't work out.
You
said
off.
The Dodgers would win, right?
Uh-huh.
They didn't.
Yep.
To these Astros.
Yeah.
My most famous recent Game 7 memory is of Bob Costas when the last season that Pujols was on the Cardinals. I forget who they beat, but... In the ninth inning, as they're winning, about to win, there's a pop-up to first base, and Costas goes, and Pujols squeezes out number two. And I kept that on my DVR until I got a new cable system because I wanted to record that moment and always be able to hear Bob Costas go, Pujols squeezes out number two.
Now, do you think that's something he had on his, in his holster and knew it was brilliant, or he stumbled into
But I don't think he ever planned to go, Pujols squeezes out number two.
Gosh, what a great, it's just so nice to hear.
It is. It does roll off the tongue. I don't think he planned it. I wonder if he even noticed afterwards. But that was my favorite World Series. Since 2009, that's my favorite World Series moment.
It's great. Bob Costas, what a guy. Never ages. Who knows if he... I mean, he was nice when I met him as a child. We used to have guest speakers at our high school.
And he came?
Special evenings, yep. Because Dick Ebersol lived in town.
Oh, so he got you all the big...
Yeah. Although his children didn't go to the public schools, he was nice enough to throw us a bone and probably made some nice scratch.
Yeah, somehow he made money off of it. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get into that at another date. That's like for another podcast.
Correct.
All right, so your pick is Nationals. I'm going to say Nationals 3-1.
Ooh, a little low score.
Scherzer goes at least 8. Maybe 9. Maybe he gets into a yelling match with the coach who tries to take him out.
Well, here's a question for you.
Go ahead.
What if Scherzer gets bumped into or hurts his finger or has an arm injury?
Then they got Anibal Sanchez ready to go.
He's
a lefty, too, so that would be maybe difficult if they have to change their lineup.
It's hard to root for Houston for a few reasons.
Absolutely.
That need not be said.
Absolutely. Don't forget, they stole from the Cardinals, which, all right, it is the Cardinals, but still, they did, like, corporate espionage and all kinds of bad stuff.
Not cool. That's called Belichick Fresh.
It is. That's the problem. Machiavellian has become a compliment instead of an insult.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another
USA,
story, too.
Baby.
USA, all right, here we go. That's it for the Sports Dumpcast for today, folks. I was your host, Joe Canale, with Nooch. Thanks for being here, Nooch.
Thanks for having me. What a great time.
Absolutely. By the way, all jokes up at the top written by Quincy Miller. I may edit or adjust a few of them, but for the most part, he's writing all the jokes. So if you have complaints, go to him. And you can download, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And we encourage you to do all that. You've already probably downloaded and listened. Now you got to subscribe, rate, and review.
Yeah, what a fun thing to do, by the way, subscribing, rating, and reviewing.
Is it really?
If I could get paid to do it, I'd do it all day long.
Do you subscribe, rate, or review to this podcast?
I believe all of the above.
I don't think you do.
Oh, okay.
Based on our numbers. But we are listed under The Sports Dump. You can also follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show. On Facebook, whatever. And on Instagram at the_sports_dump, because I actually deleted the simple Sports Dump address we had for some reason. And wow. You can go to sportsdump.com to check out videos and other archived material. And we have a Patreon account, and we don't have a patron yet. We got to do something for our first patron. Our first patron will, like, name a segment after. It'll be like the blank memorial patron segment. And so you could have that. That's the first patron.
Great. I'll vow to make a custom piece of artwork as well for the first
patron. Whoa, custom artwork. And you got to check out Nooch's stuff. It's at the Sports Dump. You got to look for it because we have no patrons. And everyone who becomes a patron of just even a dollar gets a free micro bumper sticker sent to their house if you give us your address.
Wow, those high-quality vinyl stickers?
Yeah, and they're so small that they defeat the purpose of having a bumper sticker whatsoever. So that's good. All right, that was it, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on the Daily Sports Dump. Enjoy the World Series. Bye.